Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You, right here at WCWP.org. We were speaking with Ron Fatula. Really, probably need about a five-hour show to get, I guess, get up to number what? We had seven categories, and we got up to one.
Half of one.
Part of one. But really good information. And, you know, it's just really, you need to plan. You need to be able to plan when you're younger. And, you know, you don't want to be in the situation, even Otto, like you were saying, when Bunny fell and you came home and you the house wasn't ready for you. Your house has to be accessible. Start thinking about that. Keep up with everything in the house. You know, your roof, your doorways. Make sure you don't have, you know, throw rugs around. You don't want to give yourself opportunity to injury either.
Doorways are one. I had my mother live with us for a number of years, and we couldn't get the wheelchair
right.
In the bathroom.
Exactly.
You know? So there's a lot of little things.
A lot of things you have to think about. And remember, we talked about main level living back then,
main
too.
Main level living, yeah.
Make sure you've got, you know, even if you're in just, you're recovering at home, you want to make sure that you don't have to go up the steps or down the steps. You want to make sure you've got a the same level you enter the house at is the level where you should be, you know, if you're convalescing at home, and that everything is there for you. So
and
you
until
don't.
Until you really get into it, like I did a month ago, main level living.
Yeah.
You really think about it and you kind of talk about it. But
right.
Then when you really get involved, where you really have to do main level living, that's when it hits you that you realize you better do something.
Right.
So try to do it a lot more in advance.
Planning. Even if you think you might be retiring at your home and you're a young family, you know, you want to make sure you keep the house up too. You know, you're don't put off for another 10 years a roof. You don't want to be looking for a contractor at, you know, 85 because you need to have your roof scraped off and you've got leaks and windows are involved. So really keeping up with the house too is very important. But that's another show.
That's right.
Definitely we can go on with that. Right now we have our next guest is Greg Balbera. And Greg, you are a CSA, Certified Senior Advisor, and we'll get a little bit into that. But we're going to primarily be talking about seniors, scamming seniors, you know. They prey on seniors, these scammers, and you know, how do we identify a scam? You know, how do we stop the scam from happening? What's out there? And I mean, there are things that we can't even avoid. A credit card of mine got caught up in the mail. I never even got it, and it was used at a store in New Jersey, and it like started a whole bunch of crazy stuff, you know, that I had to do, and you know, it wasn't even something I had any kind of control over. So welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well,
Greg, I saw that he's owner of Right at Home. How does that tie in? You know, what is Right at Home?
Sure. So Right at Home is a home care and in-home care assistance company. My wife Eileen and I own and operate it. It's a franchise. We've owned it now for 5.5 years. So we provide lots of services, non-medical, for seniors and mobility-challenged adults who want to remain independent and remain in their home. Our services range from safety supervision, fall prevention, assistance with personal care, bathing, toileting, dressing, meal preparation, med reminders, transportation so we can drive seniors to doctor's appointments, food shopping, the pharmacy. We also do light housekeeping for them. We do their laundry, change their linens. And then obviously companionship is a big part of what we do. These days, many seniors are living alone. I don't know if you've seen the statistic from AARP, but on average, the closest elder child now lives 280 plus miles from their parents. And we see that all the time. We take care of people where their children live in Chicago, Florida, California, Europe, Asia. So we kind of become the de facto or adjunct, parents, for many of our clients.
This is a service that's paid for, I would assume.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
We're a private company. A lot of our clients will have either long-term care insurance. We help a lot of our clients get benefits through the VA, such as the aid and attendance benefit, which is available through the VA, but a lot of it is definitely private paid.
But long-term care insurance can come into the equation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
So it sounds like you provide a lot of the services that Project Independence does, because we are, you know, a aging in place initiative, and we've been with the town now for over 12 years, well, maybe even more.
Yeah, I think what's different is that they provide the people, like we provide guidance, don't actually do it, and I believe you provide the caregivers.
Correct.
You know, that actually go in and do the dirty work, if you will.
Absolutely. Right. We're an agency. Currently, we have about 200 caregivers on staff, so all of our caregivers are background checked, drug checked. We check all their references. They're also, because they're working through us, they're all bonded and insured, so they're covered for things like workers' comp insurance or unemployment insurance. Any claim would be against us, not against the individual family that would be hiring us.
How does one find you?
So we work with a lot of different referral sources. I know you just had Ron in. So elder care attorneys are a referral source for us. A lot of our clients come to us directly after they've had an event. So they're either at a hospital, a rehab center, skilled nursing facility, or an assisted living facility, and they need additional services or care. So we get a lot of referrals from that. We get a lot of referrals from our website. Right at home, okay. We also advertise as well on TV and radio.
That's a lot of caregivers, 200.
Yeah, that is a lot. Yeah. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty with SCAMI, because it's really changed the way seniors live today. And really, you know, we talk about it all the time with Project Independence. We have specialists come in. We have the police department come in, what to do, what not to do. You know, we years ago made a real big push for seniors to get on the computer. It's a great way to communicate, to stay in touch, emails, pictures, all this great stuff. And then a few years later, we're saying, don't hit links, don't do this. Now, you know, it's the messages are really mixed. And how do we keep them on the computer so they can communicate and, you know, Skype with the grandchildren, all that wonderful stuff, yet be safe enough and you know, savvy enough to not get caught up in a scam.
Like, I mean, it goes right down to the basics, like when you open your door to your house, or you open a letter in the mail, or you get a phone call. Those are all areas, just like the computer, really.
Yeah, and the computer, though, you have, you know, now we're all doing stuff, our banking, it's like one, they get one passcode, and for the most part, everybody has, you know, similar theme passwords, because otherwise we forget them all, right? How do you do it? So there's just so much more damage that I think can be done on the internet in that way.
Absolutely. Well, as Otto was just saying, you know, the front door, it was the portal previously.
Right.
And if you open that so-called front door on your computer, you're really opening up a potential windfall for scammers and people who are looking to take advantage of seniors.
But it's important still, because it does happen. I mean, they still are knocking at the door. They're coming with ID badges and pretending to be with the electric company, and they're not, and they go in the house and rob you. So, but let's talk about the kind of hot scams that are going on now, you know, on the computer, at the home, you know, at the supermarket. What can we do to help seniors be safer and more safe?
I mean, you're short of just staying home with a bubble around you.
So we can talk about the anatomy of the scam itself. There are generally three different kind of hooks that unscrupulous people will use. The first is the distracting hook, money, love, fear. Oftentimes, one of the scams that we hear a lot, and there was just a case over Christmas time in Oceanside where a woman was scammed out of $45,000. A gentleman knocked on her door, told her that her son had been arrested, and he needed money to, you know, to bail him out. Guy came back three separate times and ended up getting $45,000 from this woman. Fortunately, she had cameras set up, like a Ring Central type camera.
Yeah, yes.
And they had pictures and they were able to circulate, so they ended up catching the gentleman. But, you know, that fear, the combination of money, love, fear right there is a big hook for, you know, for seniors. There's also the trustworthy. A lot of times, people who are nefarious will show up at churches or local organizations because they realize that when people are in a church or a senior center, there's a feeling of security or safety, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't expect to be preyed upon, you know, in that arena. And then finally, the big hook is the deadline. Oftentimes, seniors hear, you got to have the money, you got to do this now, you have to have a certain deadline, it has to be by Tuesday, and that kind of sets the wheels in motion, and it cuts off the ability for the person to do their own due diligence, stop the fact-checking, looking into really what's going on. So those are, you know, those are the kind of the anatomy of the scam.
Fear.
Yeah.
You know, with the distraction thing, fear, they try to scare people.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, I've heard that that scam is on the phone, too. You know, you get a phone call from someone. We have your grandson here, and the scene is scared. It's in the middle of the night, and they say, Jason? And they're like, yeah, Jason. You know, they don't even know what they're doing. They're just making these calls till they find someone, an older person waking up in the middle of the night. And they like, you know, we have him here. He's in jail. And, you know, it's horrible.
I just thought of something for that kind of scam, by the way. If they say, I have your nephew in the mail. You mean Charlie?
Right, like come up
and
with a
long
name.
And you don't really have a Charlie. Yeah. And they say, yeah, Charlie. Well,
right,
too
right.
Bad, my
but
friend.
That's yeah. When you're thinking. You know, that's when you have that kind of capacity to say, you know, to kind of rationalize. You know, wait a minute. I just saw him yesterday. He's not in Florida. He's, you know, there's like so many reasons. But it's the fear. They're waking you up. You're confused. Generally, they try to find you when you're kind of in a sleepy state. And, you know, I mean, I've heard that. That one's been going around a while.
Very popular. And one of the reasons they do pick on seniors in general is because many seniors start to, exhibit or have cognitive issues. So their reasoning, their judgment will start to be altered or not as clear as it was previously. So that makes them a very susceptible target.
All right. And I also think that we're going to have to take a break in about 30 seconds. That generation, the older generation, maybe like, you know, my mothers or maybe even older, they're very trusting. They don't really look at this could be like a negative thing. And for me, my generation, it's like the first thing I always think of, oh, this is a scam. And it's like, no, Rebecca, it's your best friend. I'm like, no, I don't know you. How do you know me? You know, we're so much more.
I'm in that generation. And the facts are that most of this stuff didn't go on back then.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's a fact.
And we'll pick up with this when we come back. We'll be back in a few minutes.